With this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, November 1st, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, coming up tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, the round of 16 gets underway in Class A football action as the 6th-ranked Galen Catholic Jays rematch with 10th-ranked Woodbury Central in a game played here at Jim Lorenzen Field tonight. The first matchup in the regular season went to the Jays by a score of 22-21, and now everything's on the line tonight. We'll have all the action for you with kickoff at 7 o'clock. Our pregame coverage starts with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report at 6:15. And again, you can tune into the contest right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Let's now preview that matchup for you. Jeremy Schindler, the head coach of Galen Catholic Football, and I got a chance to sit down and chat about this contest. You'll be able to hear our full interview later tonight at 6:30 on our pregame show. But first, talking about a Woodbury Central team that is 7-2 overall. They're the number 10 ranked team in the state, and they're the defending Class A state runners-up. They've been to the Unidome in each of the last three seasons. Last few years, though, they have been very solid passing the football. This year, Coach Schindler says the Wildcats are a very strong running team behind a running back that's rushed for over 1,000 yards.
He's a fantastic football player. Big, strong kid, runs hard, runs behind his pads. So, you know, they've added some different schemes in their run game. They'll pull a guard and tackle. They'll pull a tackle. They've also started to run the quarterback a little bit more. So just a little bit more diversity in their run game than when we played them in week four. And then they'll also throw it to them out of the backfield. So we got to make sure we know where number three is at all times.
On the defensive side, Woodbury Central has been playing some strong defense this season with their only two losses coming to Galen Catholic and to Tri-Center in the regular season, and those two accounted for a large majority of their points allowed this season. Coach Schindler says their defense is strong because they can do so many things and run so many different sets out of it.
They play a 3-4 sometimes. And then sometimes they'll go kind of a 4-3, and usually with both of those, they have two safeties that are deeper in the backfield, or they'll go a kind of a 4-4 look with only a single high safety. So really, it's just understanding what scheme they're using, and then understanding what our blocking assignments are in that, and then getting into the right plays against those matchups.
Sometimes when you get into the playoffs, things can be more about how you perform versus how your opponents perform. And one of the key elements to the game of football that Coach Schindler is hoping his team can take control of tonight is the turnover battle.
If they're going to throw the ball a lot, we have to make sure we get our hands on a couple and protect the football when we're on offense. I'd also say, you know, win the field position battle. Kickoff has been an area where we have struggled a little bit, kickoff coverage. And so we have to make sure that we do not give them the ball on our side of the field. So hopefully we can win that field advantage and the turnover battle.
And you can, again, listen to our full interview with Jeremy Schindler, the head coach of Galen Catholic Football, on our pregame coverage tonight. Our interview will air around 6:30 after the Radio Iowa Scouting Report starts our coverage at 6:15. Well, let's now turn to our sports schedule for today. And before we dive into all the great football playoff action, we're going to start with some cross country. Yes, the state cross country tournament starts today in Fort Dodge. State cross country meet today in Fort Dodge. Classes 3A and 4A run at the Fort Dodge Golf Course. Best of luck to Lamar's Community's Aaron Lee, who is running in the Class 3A boys race this morning. Looking forward to seeing how he does representing the Bulldog cross country team. Again, running at the state meet in Fort Dodge. The 1A and 2A meets will get our other runners going. That'll be run tomorrow. Now let's take a look at the football schedule for today involving some of our area teams and some of our area teams and their districts. We'll start with the Class 8 player round of 16. Remsen St. Mary's is at home tonight. They host the Cumberland Anita Messina or CAM Cougars. The winner of that contest will get the winner of this contest tonight. Woodbine is at Audubon. Also, out of Remsen St. Mary's District, Arweva is at top-ranked Lennox, and 8th-ranked Bedford's at Montezuma on the other side of that pod. Over to Class A football action. Just telling you about this one. 6th-ranked Galen Catholic hosting 10th-ranked Woodbury Central. You can hear the contest at 7 o'clock with kickoff right here on KLEM. Our pregame starts at 6:15 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report. MMCRU's on the other side of the pod, but they've got a long trip up ahead to Britt to take on the number one team in Class A football, the Eagles of West Hancock. Also in Class A, 5th-ranked Tri-Center out of Kingsley Pearson River Valley's district. They host Riverside, and the other side of that pod, it's Mount Air at number 2, Adair Casey Guthrie Center. In Class 1A, 3rd-ranked Hinton rematches with 9th-ranked OABCIG in Ida Grove in a game that went a long way toward determining how the district would fare out in Class 1A District 1. Coach Kadrian Harderson talked about the playoffs and how this being the 10th football game of the year, everything's still a grind, but it proves who wants to be out on the gridiron still.
At this point in the year, it's just a war of attrition. You know, if you don't know how to play football by now, you're not going to learn how to play football magically. I mean, you know what you're doing. It's more about, can we get your body and your mind ready to play a game on Friday night? You know, we've got a few kids that are banged up, and, you know, they don't want to hear it. But the reality is, I don't need you to practice. I need you to be ready on Friday, you know. And so that's really what it's about, is getting high school kids to understand, you know, your body and your mind are the most important things that you have right now. We have to take care of both.
The Hinton and OABCIG winner will get the winner of this contest tonight, Underwood, at number 8 ranked Trainer. Now into some of the other classes. Class 2A matchups. Western Christian at top ranked West Lions. Central Lion George Little Rock is at 5th ranked Kemper Catholic. Also, it's Osage at 3rd ranked Spirit Lake. The winner of that one will get Crestwood at number 6 North Fayette Valley. 3A, 4A, and 5A playoffs start tonight in Class 3A. Bishop Heelan's at 6th-ranked Nevada. The winner gets the winner of MOC Floyd Valley at number 2, Sergeant Bluff Luton. In Class 4A, it's Fort Dodge out of Lamar's district. They are at top-ranked North Polk. The other side of that pod, Cedar Rapids Xavier is at Norwalk. Spencer, they host 5th-ranked Adel DeSoto Minburn. The winner will get the winner of Ballard at 4th-ranked Lewis Central. Then in Class 5A, Sioux City East is at 4th-ranked Valley. The winner will take on either Waterloo West or 5th-ranked Johnston. For more sports news, check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Of course, encourage you to check out our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We will have every single football playoff score from around the state in all 7 classes put up there sometime tonight. We can guarantee you that. So make sure you check out KLEM1410.com under the Sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results, and we will have those for you later on tonight. You can also follow us on Twitter for sports news, game updates. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.